President Bush says he believes there's what he calls a great chance to establish an independent Palestinian state, perhaps within the next 4 years. The president's comments, amplified by British Prime Minister Tony Blair, gave hope to Mideast advocates of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In Egypt, where Arab and world leaders gathered yesterday to pay respects to the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, analysts say a smooth transition to a new Palestinian leadership is the urgent first order of business, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Political analysts say there are many factors behind the current push for renewing Mideast diplomatic efforts, not least the presence of a second-term U.S. president eager for a foreign policy success. But Egyptian human rights activist and newspaper executive Hisham Kassem says the death of Yasser Arafat is what makes this moment so critical. Kassem believes former Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, may now get the chance to make the kind of political progress that he couldn't make while Arafat was in charge.
I think Abu Mazen will eventually take the reins. We've seen how Arafat has effectively blocked Abu Mazen and barred him from any progress. So, yes, I'm optimistic. I think with the commitment George Bush has for a two-state solution, I truly think we could be seeing this somewhere down next year.
Others were loath to predict dramatic breakthroughs immediately, but did point to hopeful signs. Dr. Mohammed Saeed at the Al Aram Center for Political and Strategic Studies says both Abbas and the current Palestinian Prime Minister, Ahmed Kouraya, are seen as pragmatists, more inclined to support the political institutions that Arafat allowed to atrophy. Saeed says if the Bush administration really wants to explore the possibilities this moment can yield, it should make another effort to convince its closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, to take concrete steps to shore up the moderate wing of Fatah, the ruling Palestinian faction.
It's high time to do two things. One is to pull out Israeli troops away from the major population centers and to, you know, to allow smooth elections in the occupied territories.
Saeed also says the release of substantial numbers of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails would quickly solidify the stature of Abbas and Kouraya. But these demands offend many Israelis, who argue that they can't be expected to make concessions while their civilians are still being blown up. Right-wing opponents of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's disengagement plan for Gaza use a similar argument, that he'd be rewarding terrorists by removing Jewish settlements. Egyptian writer and analyst Ashraf Radi says these arguments have been around as long as the Arab-Israeli conflict, and he says they're a symptom of a deeper underlying problem: the lack of any diplomatic mechanism to marginalize radical elements on both sides.
Now, I think the international and the regional party interested in making peace should pay enough attention to develop some mechanisms to contain the influences of extremists on both sides on the whole process.
Radi admits that finding a way to keep extremists from derailing the peace process through bloodshed is a problem that has eluded the best minds to grapple with the Mideast peace process to date. Analyst Mohammed Saeed says this crucial moment in Palestinian history carries as much danger as it does promise, and real progress will likely involve real risks. He says Israel, for example, should re-examine, and in his view, jettison its belief that the way to enhance its citizen security is to keep the Palestinian population in a state of extreme economic and social distress. But there's broad agreement that the immediate priority for Arab and Western governments must be to promote elections in the West Bank and Gaza, and to support the democratic institutions that Yasser Arafat and others all too frequently ignored. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.